It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on what's happening with the America's Cup. Many of us have now seen those monster catamarans zipping across the bay, but don't have a clue as to what is going on behind the scenes. I'll share with you what I know, and at the end of the show, suggest some things you can do to enhance your America's Cup experience. First, when is the America's Cup? The preliminary activities begin in July of this year. The contenders will vie to win the Louis Vuitton Cup over the course of July and August. The Cup winner will then challenge the defending champion, the Oracle team, for the 2013 America's Cup beginning September 7th and running for about 2 weeks. Many of the sailing teams are currently involved in a preliminary event called a World Series being held in Europe. They will be arriving here over the course of the next month to begin training for the Louis Vuitton Cup races. You should see more of the monster cats on the water soon. So is the Marina Green going to be the center of activity for the America's Cup as it was last summer? No, center ice, as the Canadians say, will be Pier 23. Which one is Pier 23, you ask? It's the one across from Levi Plaza. If you are on the Embarcadero headed towards the Bay Bridge, Pier 23 is on the left just after the split off from Battery Street. If you have driven or walked that area lately, you couldn't have missed the large signs and flags trumpeting the America's Cup. Just off Pier 23 in the bay will be the start and end of the America's Cup races. Where the boats will go from there is still to be decided and will no doubt be a function of the wind and the tide. The VIP boxes will be located at Pier 23, as well as the rock band stage and a number of other facilities. Marina Green is still the site of the defending champion, the Golden Gate Yacht Club, and the green will still have magnificent views of the races. But Pier 23 will be the place to be for those who want to see and be seen. Will the course approach Southern Marin? The actual course is yet to be determined, and since the large catamarans are capable of 50 knots, they will cover a lot of ground. I guess I really should say a lot of water. So they could approach the North Bay. Last summer, the boat stayed relatively close to the southern shore, in great part so as not to interfere with the shipping lanes. This may well be the case for this year's event, which means get out your binoculars or plop down in front of the big screen if you plan to watch from Southern Marin. Is the America's Cup likely to be a bust? Rumors abound that the turnout to watch the races this summer will be much smaller than predicted during the planning stages 3 years ago. Evidence supporting this allegation is the reduced number of contenders, 3 down from 11 to 12. Most teams or countries have apparently opted not to compete because of the high cost of constructing the large catamarans in order to participate. Another indication is the reneging on the construction of a maintenance facility for the catamarans at Piers 30 and 32, down by the Bay Bridge. I must admit I am a little foggy on who dropped the ball regarding this facility, but several contenders were very outspoken in their disappointment over the lack of proper facilities. One final indication is the relatively quiet demand for housing and other amenities by potential America's Cup attendees. But now, on the positive side, I cite 3 things. Number 1, from personal experience, a catamaran race is an exciting and fun thing to watch. Number 2, San Francisco is one of the premier cities in the world to visit, and people look for excuses to come here. And number 3, the architect of this America's Cup, Larry Ellison of Oracle, has a lot at stake in these races, and he is not a person accustomed to failure. So I personally remain confident that the America's Cup events this year will be fun, well attended, and a true testament to a great city and a wonderful Bay Area. So what should you do to enhance your America's Cup experience? Don't wait until the last minute to make plans. Book your restaurant reservations, boat tours, and other amenities now. Track the America's Cup site for news and updates on events and locations. Think Pier 23. And finally, don't be ashamed to watch the events on your television. The technology and the commentary are superb. Learn some lingo, and then go rub shoulders with the sailors at the social events. Whatever you do, have a good time, and stay out of the way of those big cats. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.